From JMA Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you. Now, what happened yesterday, the NZX, how much red are we seeing?
Yeah, let's just pick up on that local market, because yesterday morning we spoke about the Ryman capital raise. You know, they were looking for that $1 billion to strengthen their balance sheet. Well, Ryman was back trading yesterday after being in a trading halt while they were doing the institutional placement. Now, I'm going to get a little bit technical here, Mike. We've got what's called the theoretical ex-right price. In other words, you work out where the price was, you work out how much money they've raised, and you work out where the price will settle afterwards. Now, that was $3.19, and the share price has come back trading and closed yesterday at $3.08, so much weaker than expected. Weakness really leaking through to the broader market as well. NZX 50 having an ugly day, fell 224 points. It's a 1.79% fall. That follows the previous day slump as well. The start of the year not looking good for the New Zealand share market. Selling a little bit indiscriminate yesterday. Vulcan Steel down 7%, THL down 6.5%, Oceania in the sector as the Ryman 5.7%. So for the month now, Mike, NZX 50 down 5.3% and over 6% down for 2025. The earnings season so far confirming that 2024 was a tough time to do business. Even though it should get better in 2025, Mike, what's really the hot topic now is the speed of recovery. How quickly will we bounce back?
Okay, and then we come to THL. I was looking for the good news. We seem to, for them, did okay, but some of the stuff in Australia didn't.
Yeah, so it was always going to be a tough result. Underlying net profit after tax down 33%. Look, there is a continued recovery in international tourism. Rental fleet has grown 11%. Remember, it's not just in New Zealand now, it's sort of global. Rental revenue growth 8%. But, Mike, the problem they've got, Mike, is it's challenging to sell their ex-rentals. So THC does need to recycle assets. So you buy them, you rent them out, you sell them, you buy new ones. So they've got a decrease in their sale of goods revenue, which is the sale of the rentals, and at low margins. So the uncertainty word is in there is pretty much the daily go-to descriptor at the moment. They're highlighting market factors as being an issue. So prolonged down, if you get a prolonged downturn in RV sales, that could delay their recovery. And I'll provide guidance later in the year. Tariffs, Mike. We always wonder how it's going to impact New Zealand companies. In the analyst call yesterday, we saw an example of how, you know, they can get caught up in cross-border, potentially get caught up in cross-border manufacturing implications of tariffs. So 90% of the RV sales from like Canada, they're made in the US. They're manufactured in the US. That's impacted by tariffs on incoming steel and aluminium. So it costs them more to make them. They make them and then they send them to Canada. Now Canada's going to tariff them.
Mate, can I just interrupt you? Can you adjust your phone or get your mouth close to the mouthpiece or something?
I'm trying that. Text failing us, Mike. Text failing us.
No, that's no good. Can't hear you. Put you back on hold and we'll come back to you in a second or two if it's that's not a touch screen either. There's something wrong with New Zealand. The amount of stuff that doesn't work in this country now is ridiculous. The reason he's not on his regular line is that line's gone down and that's broken and the phone doesn't work either. Anyway, a couple of quick results, by the way. Property for Industry, and the reason I tell you that, the largest listed landlord specialising in industrial property, their profit's up 36%, so we'll take that. $2.1 billion worth of real estate. They own more than 90 properties, got 150 tenants. They've been listed since 1994. That's encouraging. And something slightly eclectic, the Split Ends painting that we told you about the other day by Raywin Turner, that went for last night at Webb's, the auction house, estimated $12,000 to $20,000, went for 98. So there's money in art. Anyway, how are we going? You there?
I'm here, Mike. I've always been here.
God for that. Now, sorry, where were you?
We were just talking about the fact that this tariff issue of Trump bringing tariffs in, it hits companies like THL because they're going to get stuck in the cross-border tariff war between the US and Canada because it basically lifts costs everywhere. So these tariffs are creating uncertainty and they're going to hit in the most unlikely of places.
Okay, then we come to the US market and I talked about the confidence a couple of moments ago. Where are we at with that?
Yeah, look, mate, this is the start of the year is not following the script that Trump would have liked. So US share market so far in 2025, Mike, it has underperformed. It's underperformed Europe. It's underperformed the global index quite markedly. And this is in stark contrast to last year when it was the rock star because Europe's being boosted by consumer names. It's now getting boosted by big moves in the European defense companies. Last week, you had somebody like Walmart, Mike, coming out with a weaker outlook for the US economy, forecast lower than expected profit. It sort of seems a barometer for consumer spending, consumer sentiment. There's a growing concern now they can't maintain the robust growth. Mag 7, the big tech names, Mike, they're lagging the broader market. In fact, an index of Mag 7 now down 10% from the peak. That's a correction. The thing is, Mike, all the Trump trades, they're all starting to wane. They're all starting to fade. Bitcoin's falling. Tesla fallen a lot overnight. And then last week, economic data, consumer confidence falling, those flash PMIs barely above the contraction level. You got this disinflationary trend that's stalling, inflation expectations going up, so lower growth, higher inflation. It's all looking a little bit challenging. If the share market and the economy are the barometer by which Trump will be measured, he's got some problems, right?
He does indeed. What are the numbers?
So the Dow Jones is down 33 points, 43,424. That's just about 0.1%. The S&P 500 down 0.7%, 5940. But the poor old NASDAQ down 1.5%, 19,009. FTSE 100 gained 10% overnight. Oh, sorry, 0.1% overnight. The Nikkei down 1.39%. Shanghai Composite down 0.8%. The ASX 200 down 0.68%. NZX 50, as I said, fell 1.79%. Kiwi dollar 0.5714 against the US, 0.9025 Aussie, 0.5442 euro, 0.4517 pounds, 85.17 Japanese yen, gold trading at $2,897, and Brent crude, the one little gem on the day, Mike.
Here we go.
Down $73.
Take it. Well done. Go well. Andrew Callaher, jmiwealth.co.nz.